Y'all know it's season 3, so K. Kumei had to come back and do it lovely. Bam! AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. I know other motherfuckers have tried, but there's only one SMG by KC, and that's Sunday. I know y'all ready for the spice. New episode drop Monday, right? We talk nasty, classy, teach you shit. Might have you change your fantasy. Have you wanna taste some cream? You never know what SNG. Just tune in, she'll change your life respectfully. AKC getting NC, it's almost time for SNG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we only get it in NYC. And welcome to Sex and the Gritty in New York City. I am your host, Kay Cremaine, and today I am late, but we have some special on-time ass guests. Like, shout out to Black people for being 30 minutes late to the time I told them to, so they were in fact on time. Okay, let's clap for that. Okay, let's clap for the colored people time working correctly as I calculated. Okay, and how y'all doing today?
Chilling on the show.
Okay, and we're going to start with my ladies first. Yay. You can just please introduce yourself and tell us who you are on my mic.
It's your girl, Noel K, repping Team Noel K.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be here. Hey,
okay.
Kay.
Hi, Kay. And what do you do?
I am a singer-songwriter. I do a little bit of everything, though.
Okay.
I am a podcaster. Mm-hmm. I do a little bit of...
Yes, queen.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. I'm thinking it was a third person.
I'm like, I know it's I'm just t- us.
I told you that we were going to have a little angel in our ears, right?
That's all right.
Okay. And what is your favorite position, mamas?
Wow, so it changes often, being the artist and then having to like be your manager at times too, and then be like the person who's their own PR. Like, I've done a little bit of everything for myself in all the aspects of my team, which is the reason why I'm glad I have, because I can search for my team.
I feel like we're on two different wavelengths, because I was talking about sex, and you happen to tell me CEO.
I'm sorry.
Nah, she got up out of it.
It's okay, boy.
I'm gonna jump right in.
She know the vibe. Talk to me about it.
We gonna circle that motherfucker back. Bring it back, Holiday. Bring it back.
Okay. All right. Now, how Miss Noel?
Hey.
What's your favorite position, girl?
Back shot.
Oh, okay.
Biggity, biggity, back. Throw back.
Okay, that's the sound it makes when you throw back.
No, it sounds a little different. I don't think I can make the sound right now. You know, we got mics and stuff going on. I want to get yelled at.
Yo, okay, listen, I believe you. Right? I want to know what it sounds like. Right? Why do you enjoy that position?
Because it's a balance of control. So, like, I could do my own little show and get it popping from the day I hit back at it.
Did she believe that?
Yes. And then...
You disagree?
First of all,
who is you on my mic disagreeing?
It's your boy, Big Boss Snuff, man. The comeback king. The biggest since Bruce, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, we in here. Okay.
Straight out of the Jersey Shore.
Who is you to be disagreeing with her back shot?
What
you saying about the back shots?
She could be right. I just wanted to know how she felt, because, you know, depending on the artist, how she started off with her response.
Right.
Depending on the artist. It ain't really no, you know what I'm saying?
There's no room for sharing.
No
control.
I mean, you can get some control, but you know what I mean, if I came to get 30 tonight.
Okay.
No, if I came to get 50 like Giannis, you're out of here.
Listen, what I'm saying is, if you got a shorty who is confident in her throw it back skills, you're gonna have to share that. You're gonna have to ride with the rhythm that she's providing.
It's change, and you gotta move with that motion.
Okay, so now if you're telling me that you have to be more so in control when you back there.
No, I don't have to be in control. What I'm saying is, you know, when I get to doing what I'm doing, it just might
what
go
like that. What the
fuck like
is it that you think you be doing?
I mean,
how, Sway?
Hey, the reaction tells it all. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite position?
Right.
I like missionary.
Ooh.
I'm a nasty nigga. I don't know if I want to put my tongue in your mouth.
Okay.
I want you to bite my ear.
All right, you spit. Okay.
Nah, and now I don't like to spit.
You don't like to spit?
I had somebody do that to me one time, and I had to get up out of there.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe because they weren't, like, fresh before. Maybe you wasn't into it. I think spit is, like, you got to be into the vibe. I feel like you got to be really into, like, ooh, fuck me. Like,
yeah, no, you have to trick me.
Trick you?
You have to trick me in the vibe.
You think we got a pill coffee?
Oh, what was that? Oh, that was some sweat, baby. I don't know what that was. I just slipped out.
What if it's slow? What if it's, like,
yo, but you know, I hate when people sweat on me during sex. I really hate, like, if sweat dropping my fucking eye, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, no. Nice.
Oh my God.
I could take the sweat because the sweat let me know that we in there.
Like, okay.
You know what I mean? We deeps.
No, I don't like that.
We deeps.
Nah. I don't like spit either. It gotta be drooling. Like, a slow, like,
you like a little connection. Simmer, like a boy.
Yeah,
you
can't be like,
no, not a
boy.
Not a slow boy.
Y'all
think
it's like the pornos, and they be like hawking spit in spaces. I'm like, nah,
I don't, listen,
yeah,
not
do
not
don't
hawk
do that.
At me. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. We got to stop. I can't do it anymore. Excuse
that's,
me.
That's me. Like, that's not spit.
That's
like,
not
you talking
spit.
About,
you talking about the phlegm coming out
yeah,
your...
Yeah, like the flu or something. I don't trust that you're going to hog up the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, hold on. We got to pause, y'all. Hi, Troy.
Hello.
Who you want my mic?
My name is Troy Wayne.
Okay. How you doing? What you doing?
I make music. I rap. Okay. Write, you know, a couple things.
Okay, and okay. I see you putting a little 2 cents in. What's your favorite position?
Everything is valuable.
Everything?
You can't really, I ain't gonna say you can't really choose one, but it's like what you, saying you have a, saying you have a, no, saying you have a favorite is like,
what's your
when
go
you
to?
Starting, like, it's like, oh, this is what I'm hoping on. All
right, now we're gonna, like, now we gonna ask you a whole different question, right?
All
right. Starting off the session, what's the first five moves? What's
the
your
first five moves?
You trying to get some pussy, your shorty standing there, she's fine, I saw her in the parking lot.
She is.
Okay, what you doing?
Man, you probably think I'm bullshitting, but I'm dead ass. Like, the exploring, that's the best move to me, because it's like, obviously, it's certain times, like, front or back, it'd be like, okay, I already know this is about to be mm-hmm. it. But when you don't know what to expect and you just moving and you like, yo, let's just figure some new shit out.
Okay, so you start
bro saying he eating the butt off rip.
That's what I'm saying. You
the ass. So that was a fucking lie.
I'm saying I'm going to the ass.
I swear to God, listen.
Nah, see? All right.
Listen, when he said, I was like,
see, because that's what y'all into. That's what y'all low-key want. That's what y'all low-key want.
So you say you're not eating ass?
I mean, you know, things happen, but...
You not eating ass?
You telling me, all right, see,
half,
bro, you don't understand.
I'm eating ass, bro.
What you talking about?
I'm
eating
ass.
Yo, no, listen.
Bro,
listen.
Stop eating ass. You're not starting off with that, though.
My first five,
so
I'm starting off with the ass grab.
Okay.
You said favorite position.
Hold on, wait.
You said favorite position.
Wait, give me your first five. Let me hear your first five.
The ass grab.
Take a sip for me. Bite. You over here, Wally.
Let me get a little booty hole.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let me, yeah, man.
Okay.
See where we going next. She grabbed me. Okay.
Love you, cuzzo.
And we getting in there.
Okay, so you making sure that your first five moves is going to get her completely in the mood.
Oh, my first five should let you know that I am about to, you know what I mean? The Jabberwocky is about to come out.
The first two
should definitely sell it.
I feel like first five, you know why first five? Because I kind of like the slow creep up sometimes. You feel me? Like a little kiss on my shoulder, start rubbing on my titty. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying.
But I already know. Okay, I see where you're going then. Okay, because as soon as I get
that's
this...
What you said what I was trying to say.
Once I know that the titty's about to get sucked, I know that Fat Ma's coming next. You understand me? Okay, like, listen, because we know when the tricks you do on the nipple, be preparing Fat Ma for the tricks.
That's why I don't know how women, or even sometimes men, like, don't like nipple action. Like, you gotta give it.
Yo, listen, I like my nipple licked on.
Oh, thank you! We love you, boys. What does it do for you? Can you explain what it does for you?
What do you gain from that? Hey, yo, you know what?
What do you gain from that?
Serious question.
Yo, nah, no, it's for real. That shit is stimulating.
Hold on. It is.
It is.
Like, it no bullshit. Yeah, let them know.
It feels amazing. I know it does.
Put the dick in your mouth.
I always explain to people that men and women are made up of the same type of nerves.
That's right.
Their skin is an organ, and you cannot tell me that organs are specifically. It's just like, okay, you feel me? I'm just like, how is it that I can feel this immense amount of pleasure from this, and you would tell me that you don't? That don't make no damn sense. Like, how does this work? So you telling me that when I suck the tip of your dick,
you ain't got the answers.
Right, it's our genitalias, but just grown differently. It's the same thing.
So you tell, okay, so you've never had anybody stimulate your nipple ever.
I think you just gotta be really comfortable.
Not for
like, maybe it, when you I married to Bay like, and stuff and like time is just getting time.
Okay, you so, might really okay, be so into what it. What you doing, the gooch? Are you getting
don't
your
style,
gooch stuff?
Nah. Don't style.
No,
bro.
I'm not styling.
Don't
style. I'm not styling.
Not
I,
even
I thought about it.
He don't have to you be not no. feeling it now. He could be feeling
nah,
like
listen,
later
this is my
on
thing,
in life.
Though. Let me be real. Let me keep it 100 on the man's side. You
okay.
feel me?
Gotcha.
If a
listen, you ain't about to say what I think you're about to say.
Oh no, you know I'm about to say what I'm saying.
Talk to me, bro. Talk to me. I'm about to say what I think you're about to say.
I'm about to say
what I'm about to say.
Go ahead. You can run. You can be whoever you are. You run into a freaky bitch.
Look at the camera for me, because I want them to know.
Which one?
Go ahead. This one. This what you right here. Yeah.
Listen, I'm looking at all three of y'all. You can come to whoever you are. All three of y'all. You know what I'm saying? You run into a freaky bitch and she put her tongue in your butt.
Okay. Okay.
You laying it right.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I do disagree with niggas saying
you have a healthy sex life.
I disagree with niggas saying that's gay.
Let's pause for two seconds. You know why? Because I really want to hear more from Knopf, because a lot of men get up on this show and be acting scared and say they like it.
Right.
Then they come off the show and tell me like, "Yo, okay, that shit's crazy."
You know I really like that.
Can you tell me? First of all, one, how you first tried it, and two, what made you decide that you liked it?
I didn't try it.
Okay.
Somebody got on this shit, and they went low. They got way, went to the visitation room.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And got the pass. You know what I mean? Word is bond. Can I see your ID? Okay, go ahead. They waiting on you. Yeah.
Okay.
I hear that.
You know what I mean?
Okay. No. And so, and when it went there, you were surprised, but it felt good.
It, you know what? Like...
Yeah. Cause how long does something like that last?
No, for real. Tell me.
Like it get crazy because if they catch you at a vulnerable time, you mean volcano just erupt.
Yeah, a lot of people a lot of men don't understand that having their G spot there means that once it's stimulated, the nut that you normally feel is amplified times 10.
Because you never got that spot hit. I've been trying to tell people,
but I never have a live person to come explain that. How was the nut? Wasn't the nut like super sane special? Like that shit was crazy.
Did you nut from that?
My people is on here going crazy. they're trying to tell the truth, because niggas be trying to act like they don't like getting their ass ate, and I have to explain to them that it's nothing gay about that.
That's not a gay position.
Especially if you with a woman,
gay
if that's what you do.
Gay sex is when a man has sex with a man. I need y'all to understand that. You understand?
That's what they like.
Personally, I just have to say, I want to thank you for being a real ass nigga. He is the hottest degree of temperature that ever been up on SNG as a man. I done had niggas that came up here and told me on SNG 9, and they got off and told me, yo, bro, I can't keep it that hot. Like, at the end of the day,
you know, okay, so is loving you right now, all your honesty.
So you won't even allow your shorty to try that.
Nah, that's not my style. I'm not mad at it, though.
Okay, so we go into the balls. That's the balls. Does it stop for you?
That was my name. That was crazy. He said, Troy.
So the balls is really your line.
Yeah, but that don't even feel good to me.
You don't like the balls?
He got to drink his whole thing right now.
I'm going to tell you the same thing.
Have you ever ate a man's ass?
No.
Would you try it?
You feel me?
You wouldn't try it.
I'm not the only one.
No,
I'm
a man.
Thank you. There's some shit out here.
Listen, I respect it. At the end of the day, a lot of listen. Think about it, right? A lot of men are so gung-ho and caught up on the fact that interacting with their assholes is seemingly gay that they don't clean it properly. So right. I'm not about to surprise no nigga
that's
with that
where
either.
I'm, that's crazy.
You understand?
Where I'm at.
Can I bring something else down to y'all? I'ma just be, because I'm experienced, a man is going to wash his ass different
if he knows if he's expecting it.
Not even expecting it. If he's had it happen before,
yeah,
he's going to clean his ass a little bit different.
I definitely believe that because it's like, you know that a tongue is going to go up there. That's a fact.
If I know
like,
I'm dealing with a freaky joint and it just might happen,
I'd rather why can't you?
Hell yeah.
Woo! 10 points for Gryffindor. Give me some rounds of something while we big motherfucking dick.
Real niggas know when you manscape, it's an extra 2 inches out there. I'm just saying.
Yo,
I don't know where it comes from, but it's an extra
like
2 inches out there.
I feel like men should definitely get into manscaping.
I'm just saying.
What is that? Like, I feel like a lot of things that are tend to sway towards, you know, cleanliness and, you know, taking care of your body. Mm-hmm. A lot of heterosexual men say it's gay. Like, oh, nigga got a face routine, that's gay.
No.
Niggas be like, oh, he do his skincare, that's gay.
No.
Oh, he wash his ass too long, that's gay.
No.
Like, what? I seen a nigga with a whole dookie line in his boxers, straight down the white line. And he was getting crazy at a party. Like, feet weren't going crazy, but he was shitty drawers.
And he ain't getting no ass.
Like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
No,
it was
I
like, he used his shit like a tissue headed in his ass. I know it was itching, so he probably just put it up there to itch it. And when it came back, it had the dingleberries on it all.
I despise a nigga like that, because if a nigga like that take my girl, bro,
I feel like you gotta do a lot to take
think,
a...
I don't even think my girl like that take a girl like that.
I'm gonna say,
my girl ain't going for no shit like that,
you already on some extra shit. Like, you already used to, you eat ass, you allow your ass to get eaten, you're very comfortable with your sexuality, and you a boss ass nigga. Who the fuck is gonna take your girl?
Right.
I'm very fucking confused.
Why would she even want to go?
She's fine.
She's okay. Y'all have a healthy sex life. And that's what I was going to say, too. Like,
Troy,
He's not with the shit.
Have y'all seen my followers there? Like,
Troy,
bro, where are you? Like,
read the page.
Where are you at?
Okay, now hold on. Okay, Troy, so.
They like, where are you at?
So you eating pussy. Definitely. Okay. Are you
drinking? He's okay. He's not saying yeah.
Are you drinking the cum?
Oh, boring.
Just take a sip, Troy. I'm so disappointed in you.
What more do you want from me?
I want more. Like, she's so damn fine. How is you not licking her
amazing.
Up and down, like putting her in your mouth from head to toe?
I mean, things happen.
Okay, so things happen. You eat, so you leave licking a little bit of toes. You know.
Dang, that's crazy. I can't see her, but she would have laughed at that. She definitely would have laughed.
Wow, she was trying to get you into the toes for a while?
Nah, she know. She know.
Nigga, we want to know.
Right. We want to know.
What you saying? I'm ready. Did you have a line that you couldn't cross back here? Because
First of all,
let
somebody said no toes.
You need the toes. I feel like
that's
if, your,
I said
lady,
she laughed,
if your lady got some beautiful feet, there should be no reason why the toes not in your mouth.
Right.
And they like, small and they like my little cute and shit. Like,
you see? Stimulation comes from everywhere. Treating a woman like a queen from head to feet is just going to have her ready for the day.
Yes, queen.
That should be the last thing that you give
you
your shorty.
It
literally gotta be the last thing.
It's so crazy because you actually sound like my bae. Like, she's
my
bae.
Yeah.
My bae is a woman, so she's always very like all the other the intimacy before.
So
like,
how is that lesbian sex? Talk to me.
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay, what's your first 5 moves in your lesbian sex?
See, so it takes turns because sometimes it's me who I'm like initiating stuff and I'm like, I get dressed. Like, I dress up.
Ooh.
That's my thing.
Okay.
I'm getting the lingerie.
Okay.
I'm getting the whip, the paddle, the handcuffs, the blindfolds. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're coming out, you already in character.
Yes, I'm in character.
Okay, and that starts her
engine up. Hello.
What's the next move now? Talk to me.
I would say, like, see, after that, like, the dress up is like my first three.
Okay.
The outfit be like.
Okay.
So the next two is like, I'm getting right to it. That's why I said 5 steps. You got to get in the first two.
Yeah.
I'm getting right to it. Like, okay. I'm laying down, hello, dinner is served on a plate. It's nice and big.
Okay, so you genuinely like to get your pussy ate first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but sometimes I do like the foreplay of, like, masturbating, like, switching that up and, like,
okay,
the power roles of, like...
Okay, explain that to me, so...
So, I just think that it's, like, something between us where, like, she'll get me going. Like, my nipples are very sensitive.
Okay, so she started
on
the nipples, blowing, licking, sucking, yes. Touching, yeah.
And we'll trade on who is
more stimulated, okay.
Yes, and then, you know... From there, I think she personally likes when I'm like, oh no, focus on my boobies and let me do the work,
you know,
down
why?
There
because
getting
it's
me already.
It's definitely more like a,
and you're watching
I know.
Me.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. So,
yeah, see, I like that. I like when a female tell me, like, nah, stay
woman.
Right here.
Just watch.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah.
Say it with me.
A woman. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, so you know what I meant.
Yeah. A female could be a bird,
yeah.
Cat, dog, snake.
Yeah, a woman, yes, you know what I meant.
A woman is a human being.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Okay. And so I really love. So all right, there was this thing that was happening, right? So when I first got pregnant, right, I wasn't comfortable with the idea of having sex yet, and I was just like,
wait.
I'm still horny. Okay, I ended up losing my baby before. I'm sorry to tell you. So I lost my baby back in November, right? I was pregnant, but I got a taste of pregnancy, and it was really different, right? So the changes were happening to my body, and I really wasn't ready to have sex, and I knew my boyfriend was horny, and so I was kind of horny, but I my vagina was hurting. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Damn.
So I'm like, damn, I can't do it, but I want to fuck. So then we came up with, like, this double masturbation session,
yes.
Right? Oh, my fucking God, it was so sexy. At first, we were, like, nervous, but it was just, like, so fucking hot. Okay, so first, we both have toys. I bought him, like, a toy. We call her Keisha. So Keisha is,
the
like,
toy?
A... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because she has a voice, and everybody with a voice needs a name, right?
Right.
Okay, so she speaks. She's like, I swear to God. And she be sucking the shit out his dick, like, real shit. So basically it's like
it's
one of those
dog?
Like it's a
it's like a fleshlight.
So it's a fleshlight, but it's mechanical. So it has vibrating sensation, it has sucking sensation.
Oh, that
it
was different.
Yeah, it's different. I swear to God. Like it got mad different modes and all that, right? So he has his and I have got that new one with the tongue that swirls and sucks.
What's yours called?
Oh, we actually didn't name him.
Full of shit.
Because he doesn't have a voice.
She lying.
Okay,
full of shit.
It doesn't have a voice, you know? I only named his because when we first got her, right, we were trying to figure out, it said she had a voice, we were trying to figure out how it worked, and we plugged it into the speaker, and she was like, we was like, oh, shit, this bitch is real. We gotta name that bitch.
Not the speaker.
I'm telling you, she was doing all types of shit. She was like, all right, fucking cool, we in here, right? So Keisha, we pulled Keisha out the box. We feel me, hello, how you doing? Got the lube, right? We slapped that on him. Then we pulled mine out the box, and we slapped mine on me, and he was doing mine, and I was doing his, and oh, my God, it was so fucking hot. We came at the same time.
That's fine.
And I had him come on my titties. I was like, oh, my God, I'm gonna suck your dick now. Like, you feel me? Like, it just turned
the heavens
me.
Opened
like,
up.
Come on. Like, like, you wanna know my titties? Oh, my God. Okay, come on.
So did you end up having sex? Did that, like, let y'all
get
into it?
So my vagina still hurt, so we didn't end up having the sex, but I just, it turned me on enough that I wanted to still pleasure him again after that nut. Like, I was like, all right, you can get another round in my mouth, and if you, you know, like, if you know how to suck dick correctly, your mouth sometimes feels better than a pussy if you do it correctly. You got the mouthwash going, you got the spit, you got the goggle, you got the back of the throat, you feel me? You got a lot of things going on, a lot of components.
She has a point.
To make sure that head is definitely getting what it's supposed to give. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm supposed to make you have a battle internally between do you want to stop the head or do you want the pussy? It's supposed to be a hard decision.
I'll stop it. If it's getting too crazy, get off of me.
Oh,
why? Is that because you want to keep going?
No, because that means you're just it's a demon coming out of you right now. What is
but,
wrong
or
with
is
you?
It because you can't come again after you...
Right, I want to know.
No, that's not a problem.
Okay.
But I want to
How long is y'all sex sessions? Truthfully, I don't want no cabin up here on this sex in the
game. I don't keep a clock, but I would expect maybe like...
Yeah, I'm listening.
I would expect maybe like 14 to 19 minutes. Cause I'ma space it out. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you
know what I'm saying? Cause
but
if you
I appreciate
rush,
that because in 14 to 19 minutes, you can be fucking 30 positions.
And it feels
mad multiple nuts. You know how long 19 minutes of action is?
Word is
nigga, you ever fought for 3 minutes and you dead ass be tired like for the rest of the day? Nigga,
like
that's mad
minutes.
Action going on in fucking 90 seconds. Bro, 19 minutes is a lot of sex, okay? Don't let nobody try to tell you it's not. Word. We can go hours, man. But if I got everything I need to do in the 19, are we going to roll over and go to sleep? I love you, okay?
Yeah, that's a fact.
We live together, okay?
And I'll There's be up in a couple hours in the for another 3 minutes.
Okay, as you should.
Before
but
breakfast.
But most, make sure. Okay, okay, I'm about to ask, do you like eating pussy in the morning? It's like straight up in the morning? Oh, you
that's
like,
what we call an and a uh-uh.
You don't like the marinating pussy from the
hell
overnight?
To the no.
Why?
Because I'm going to brush, brush my teeth before I kiss you. And I'm going, you mean? Because that, nah, that just is not sanitary. I feel like that's like bad.
So you don't like
pussy.
the overnight pussy marinating?
But I'm saying, like, you mean? You know how they used to say, like, you like
so what if she take a shower before right before she go to bed?
Nah, fuck that. She been asleep.
Do you do that, Troy? What? You eat pussy fresh in the morning?
I won't eat it. I'll beat it.
You done it?
Yeah,
wake her up with the head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it turns into a nice, beautiful morning sex session.
Yeah. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah, do nah, fuck that. She probably still got to pee. Fuck that.
I cannot stand you. I was going to ask you, Noelle, have you ever sucked a strap?
Yes.
What does it do for you? I personally couldn't get into it because I am bisexual, and I did try it from my partner, like, briefly, but I couldn't put it really past my lips. It was just too much plastic going on for me. Mm-hmm. And the smell of the plastic broke the trance of the sex for me.
So it, for me, it's something that I do for my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're in a relationship with a woman and she's a masculine-presenting woman, so she's into that. So I feel like just pleasuring your partner, you do things for your partner that, you know, they want.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so for me, that it's more like that.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is basically, like, even though it may not specifically do anything for you, the power that it gives her turning her on does something for you.
Yeah, because when I've given head to a man, like, I know my goal is to get him to come.
That's a fact.
So that's different.
And I often speak about the trance of sex, because if we're in a mood and you feel me, if right now this plastic dildo is an extension of you, and I know it feels like the real dick when you're really moving your waist inside of me, I'm gonna give you that experience
right.
to make sure that you feel as incorporated in this sex as I do.
Right.
Right? Okay, everybody pick up your cue card. It's time for Too Sexy, Too Gritty.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's okay. If you like it, it's sexy. If you don't, it's gritty.
You're gonna be using this side more.
Right? I believe it, right? Like, goddamn, bro.
I'm chilling.
Goddamn, bro.
I'm teasing you, Troy. I'm teasing.
Okay, guys.
You gotta be good cop, bad cop.
Right? Yeah, okay. Because Troy really
my
do.
My partner.
Troy do everything. Troy is the. Troy, if we was testing temperatures on SNG, which I often say, Troy got the hottest temperature out this bitch right now. You feel me?
I knew he was gonna be lying.
I swear to God, I don't think Troy's lying. I think Troy is just as vanilla as fuck.
I think so.
I think it's okay to be vanilla, but I feel like you should
also... And he light skin too, so you know.
I feel like he's not light skin.
It was at this moment
full of shit.
I know you.
Right?
You're my kind.
Let's put them cue cards up, man. Okay.
Can I taste this?
Of course you can. You about to, because we're about to ask you some questions. Okay. So.
Damn.
Right? First things first. Have you ever had a threesome?
Oh!
Too gritty? You haven't?
I want to. I just haven't.
How you be like, I want to. I've had a three-way kiss before. Does that count?
You know what? That counts.
Yay!
Okay.
That's freaky shit.
That's some freaky shit.
Was that random at the bar?
They were both. I want to say they were both random, but anticipated because of the attraction between the people that were involved.
Yeah, see, I'm a random freaky nigga like that. You feel me?
It was definitely
like,
random. We did not plan that.
I'm not gonna be at the bar just kissing Johns, but you mean like?
Okay, pause. Next question. Take a sip.
Okay, so
I got a sip.
I take one sip if it's too sexy.
Yes, and two sips
if I ain't with it.
Yeah, so, Nof, how did you not have a threesome yet with all the things that you provide? I'm so confused.
Halfway.
Facts, we judging you now.
Right, I need to, how are you, not running these loving people for now to get
it? What you said, I thought she was about to be like,
I swear, you know, I'm like, if anybody had a threesome, it needs
it's
to be you.
Yeah.
I feel like we gotta we should have kept the lives on. Listen, y'all. If anybody's out there,
what's crazy is when they see this, your DM's gonna be.
When this episode drops, they all coming.
I feel like females see me.
Women. It's okay. You're gonna be out of it by the time we done.
Women see me like, you know, I feel like they want to be in love with me. Mm. Like, they
look
want
in the
me.
Camera. I like me talking to you.
Nah, you know what I mean? I don't want to look like that.
You trying to get him in trouble, K, yeah, for real.
They be wanting
to get that
love.
Ass beat when he get home.
Hey, man. If you want to be in love.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, now listen. I want to say, though, that some threesomes are not always cracked up to be if it's not the right person. So
right.
When you guys do have it, I hope you choose correctly, right? That people that are into the things you are, that have the same boundaries, that will respect your relationship, that's not going to try to fuck after, you know, you guys
Preach.
Are done, right?
But, like, question.
Talk to me.
How do you stop that? Because what if... in the midst of that, somebody just like it ends up being more attracted to that.
Nah, look.
Okay, so
that, you don't see the threesome. Threesomes we don't choose, especially when we got girls. We don't choose; they choose them for us.
I'm not saying, bro. But that's like anticipating.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You feel me?
Listen to what I'm saying.
No, can you tell the listen camera? To what I'm you always dropping gems.
Listen to what. Hey,
let me hear.
Let boss speak because he know.
We
don't choose.
Our ladies choose.
No, I'm not saying more attractive.
Tell brother shut
during.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not. I'm saying like after the encounter.
After the encounter, he's saying how do you make sure that everybody stays in their place? So here's what I'm gonna do. You don't make sure after the encounter, you make sure before the encounter.
Yeah.
You see me, I'm a very professional person, and me being Kay Creme, if you're gonna fuck us, you need to sign an NDA. That means that this and what we do here in this room, it stays here. The things I'm going to be doing to you need to stay here. Okay, they might be on camera, they might be on my only, but they're going to stay as far as our NDA allows. You write in what you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
As far as communication afterwards, I feel like respecting your relationship should be the first factor. If you and your partner have that communication, you have that relationship, and you have that partnership, there should be nothing sneaky going on behind the other without the other one knowing.
Uh-huh.
Like, a lot of people come to me in my DM and offer to buy me out of my relationship, and me and my boyfriend genuinely laugh
That's
at
crazy.
That together.
That's
yes, they do.
Stupid.
How much they be trying to pay, though?
I was about to ask that.
Mortgage prices. Like
on what type of house?
Okay.
It shouldn't matter. She values
no, but he's
her
partnership.
He's
trying to understand how much couth I have, how much I've been holding out. So let me explain.
I'm asking this question because
that's
if he paying
though,
enough,
you know,
tell him to send that check. Let's go and send that bread.
It's certain times where I want, like we were like, damn, we should just set this nigga up.
He's
like,
paying
you
for both of us.
I'm
talking about the show.
But once again, that is you two having that discussion. It's not your views.
It's a different thing. If I cross over into being a dom, and now I would like to exchange services that
right.
are not sexual for this in type of
it's
money
fetish.
For your fetish. I can do
send that.
That
bag up.
If we're doing that, if me and my partner got into that conversation, he said, okay, you're going to be a dom, I'm going to be security. You're allowed to do this, that, and the third. You're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, it's okay with me.
If somebody cutting a check that big to buy my girl out of her relationship, I'm going to get a percentage, but if the bag big enough, oh, what is he?
But you got to think about it, right? I don't want these people. Think about it, right?
That's what I'm saying, send the bag. That's what I'm saying, send the bag.
No, you understand? Listen to this. Nothing is free in this world, right?
Exactly.
No one is going to give up a large amount of money for nothing in exchange. Now, wait. Now, understand that what they're trying to buy is the relationship that they see me on social media with. They
exactly.
see me loving my man. They see me cooking for him, bringing him his food. They see us laughing,
so when
playing.
They
see me sucking his dick.
When they try to send you the
that's
money, they want, they're asking for all of that.
So that's what they're trying
that's
to have.
Alluding
but,
to
but
it.
But you understand how psychotic that is to think that you can buy that
yeah.
type
when
of
thing?
But
she don't know. She don't know.
She
do
this every day.
She knows her man.
She probably
that's who she wants to do things for.
Just seen Tuesday.
She might want to smack the shit out of you if she get next to you.
But listen, but that's the thing, right? This is why you don't take those type of situations, because you don't just consider the money. You consider the factors of the deal that you are making. You now want unlimited access to me for such a large sum of money. If I do not like you, you're not going to have access to me. And now I've created a stalker. Now I've created somebody who obviously has the means and the money to now come after me and find me because they are obsessed and in love. And when you separate yourself from someone and they want you, it only makes them want you more. Okay? Yeah. So these are, when you're a woman, there's a lot more factors to consider when you're trying to take money from niggas. You understand?
Women is the same. They do the same shit.
Women do, I believe you. I do, I honestly believe you. But there are a lot of factors that you need to consider when you're getting into things like that, because this is a different ballgame. You understand? People are exchanging money. Money is a very real thing, and they're expecting what they paid for. You understand? But you're not going to get that type of vibe from me for no type of money. I'm not a prostitute. Like, I'm sucking his dick with pleasure on OnlyFans because I love him.
And for him, it's free.
Yeah. Feel me? Like, you see, like, you dead-ass see the love in my eyes. You can see the conversation. Like, okay, these are things I'm willing to do with my partner because we built up that relationship. It does not come because he offered me a sum of money and told me, come here. It actually worked better because he didn't even know I was Kay Cremaine. He met me as me. And then he later on found out who I really am and what I really do. Yeah. Okay?
That's dope.
And that's really the best part of my relationship. He loved me for me. And then he met me as Kay Cremaine. You understand? Oh, Marvin. Okay? Now, pick your cue cards back up. Okay. Okay? I'm ready. I'm ready. Right. Okay. Are you guys down for one night stands? Have you ever? Would you?
Have you? Wait. So have which I
ever?
One?
Have you ever?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Would you do it again?
No.
No.
Okay, why?
That shit is just... It ain't safe.
It's not safe.
Stop fucking lying.
So that was a fucking lie.
No, seriously, that's my same answer.
It ain't safe.
That's my same answer.
What happened? Okay, what happened? Why are you telling me?
Nothing happened to me. But it's not a safe experience.
Is it not? What?
No. Okay, Trey, you're boring.
I got to know what happened.
I got really drunk.
Yeah.
With my friends that I trusted. Yes. And I do not do that. Like, just sleeping with somebody on the, without even knowing their name or barely knowing their name. Jesus.
It's like, you don't know their name. You don't know where they just came from.
Yes.
Like, you don't know what they just did. You don't know shit. And you just going, fuck them.
But then, when you wake up the next day and you into a whole different
situation because of what you did the night before.
Okay, so what I asked you was if you ever had, and you said yes, and it said if you ever will again, and you said no. So what that tells me, as a person who can use context clues, is that some shit happened.
Yeah,
when you had it the first time, that made you never have it again.
That's not true. Nothing like crazy happened. It's like what didn't happen too. Like I woke up not knowing, was there protection used? That's a huge thing. Because like if I'm pregnant in a month, like what is up?
And you do that like. That's so definitely not safe.
I actually am not really much of a drinker. I don't really drink outside. Mm-hmm. And, like, honestly, two shots will have me done for the entire night. I do not need to buy a cup. I don't know. I literally can take a sip.
Oh, that's why you was like, I got a drink.
No, I mean, you feel me? I'm not a drinker. I'm more of a smoker. I can be aware of my surroundings. My peripheral vision is still 110%. Yeah. I can see a nigga coming from behind me. I'm on all 10 toes. When I am drunk, or inebriated outside, which is high and drunk at the same time, it's very hard for me to keep an account of the things that are going on because I'm trying to focus on standing still, closing my mouth, okay? Little dumb shit like that that your brain automatically does for you. I don't like that. So I will not be trying to make any connections while I'm drunk, okay? That's just a no for me. I also don't want to be interested in people who are interested in me while I'm drunk.
Right.
Because there's a clear difference in a person who is sober talking to someone who is inebriated.
Yeah, I don't have drunk interactions. Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
It just ain't safe.
It's way more cons than pros.
It's way
better. It's like you gotta do mad precautions to make sure you ain't doing
even sober, I think, like, you just have to do so much.
I'm looser sober than I am.
I swear. People normally ask me when I'm regular, like, oh my God, are you high? Did you drink?
Yeah, no, if I hit it while I'm drunk, you ain't gonna get the real me.
My next point.
I'm going to sleep.
I don't think that drunk dick is all it's, like, hyped up to be.
Maybe when I was 18, but now, nah.
I feel
surprisingly though, my one night stand was like heavy chemistry, so it was good what I like remembered. But that was my issue on why I wouldn't do it again,
because
I would
remembered.
Never do that sober. I would never go out somewhere and be like, "Ooh, I think you're fine. Like, let's get it."
Yeah.
No,
because I don't drunk females low key scare women. Drunk women scare me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like okay.
they get different
because there's no talent. Different.
You gotta like run.
You hook up with a drunk female, and what happens if she wake up drunk woman and she wake up tomorrow say that I don't remember.
Right. Those consent lines.
In today's society, it's so much more shaky, right?
That's what I'm saying. It just ain't safe.
It just you got to get a show case.
Nah, you know how you say, say my name? Right? No, I want you to say my full name.
Yeah.
Let the people know that you know who
I am. But do you see, again, why I circle back to NDAs and why I like to be awake and sober?
Absolutely.
Because I want your John Hancock, your written consent, and you are realizing what we're exchanging to do. Like, if I even have to write out, you can eat ass. Will I be eating your ass? No. You understand? Like, there are things, like, down to the specifics. You can make sure that that's in there just for your protection, especially as an artist, as somebody who is someone or is trying to get up there. A lot of people will hold out on an experience, never say anything, and then try to use it when you are worth something to have a situation.
I just had this conversation with my partner, too, on the way here, was discussing that very thing. Like, I know who I am. I know my worth. I know my journey. I would never jeopardize that. So things have to be in a certain way. And she's definitely in media, too. So, she's in a space where you're just as valuable.
Okay.
So now there's two gems in the basket.
That's true.
And you, not saying that you can't bring regulars. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying,
would you guys ever get a girlfriend?
We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What enticed you to the idea?
It's so crazy. We started off in a poly relationship, so that actually was.
Let me take a motherfucking sip, bitch. Tell me about that shit.
This is interesting.
Mm-hmm. I can't. We were in a poly relationship. I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Mm.
And my boyfriend had a girlfriend. So our partners. Did not our girlfriends didn't have
that's
anybody else?
I'm about to say this.
Like, I never had nothing. So fuck that.
Okay, so wait. We're gonna check this out. Okay, so boom, you are in the middle. You have a girlfriend over here. You have a boyfriend over here.
Yes.
Each respective partner had a respective partner.
No. So my boyfriend had a girlfriend. That was it.
Okay, so there's only one other person. So this is the boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is his girlfriend. This is you in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're good. Okay.
Yes.
So did any of y'all ever...
Damn.
Right.
No, we didn't. So, like, in poly relationships, because they're not actual active sex parties, they're not... like orgies.
No, but that's
happening.
What we're trying to figure out because there's polyamorous relationships where that's mainly the focus, where we're getting together to
and
fuck.
Right. But a lot of people have like marriages and like full blown relationships.
Where I'm gonna pay the mortgage this month, y'all gonna get that light bill, you gotta go ahead and get that water and them snacks for the babies. Go ahead.
And for me, it was more so building the relationships. It wasn't really about sex.
Mm-hmm.
It was having my empire with my partners. Mm-hmm. But in that situation, your partners, you have no control over who those people are.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful going into situations with people who have other partners.
So did your boyfriend's other girlfriend kind of have a problem with you and your girlfriend?
Yeah. Jesus so Christ. Not only with me and my partnership, because she also had an issue with me and my partnership with her man. So
Who started it?
Yeah. Why was she mad?
Like, yeah, they were together first for years, but
And then you came out the woodworks with you and your extra bitch. Okay, I get it, sis. Okay, so How did you meet him?
Music.
Okay.
Music.
Okay.
And it's usually don't do that either. And was like, oh, but you have like the same ideas. This is great. It'll work. You're not, you know, you're into this. We made beautiful music together. It was dope. And that's how we ended up.
Okay, and so how did you get to the I'm willing to become exclusive, you're the boyfriend I'm going to have? How did you get that?
We were dating, and I was single for a while. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just met somebody who was speaking my language. Just how I had thought about attraction. Like, I'm not the jealous, like, locking you down. You can't see nobody on the street turning you. I'm turning my head, too.
Like, okay, you sound like me, because I'd be like, babe, that bitch is bad.
Fire. Like, I will stop a girl on the street and be like, you're beautiful. Like, and it's coming from a place of genuinely feeling that way. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not coming from a place where I'm trying to take you down on the street. So I just feel like we just need to know as people that when you see other people out of love and just beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you should be able to do that because you're your own person with or without your partner. So
you guys decided to take it a step further because your interests really aligned.
Definitely. So when they were already together,
did he reveal to you in the beginning that he had a girlfriend?
I met her prior to us even dating.
And then she was okay with you becoming the third person?
She actually knew he was into me. So it was kind of weird that she shifted into this hate because you identified that he wanted it.
If you sitting over there and you was the mac and cheese, and you see this nigga bring some candy yams, and you got marshmallows on top, nigga.
But there was no crossplay.
Yes, but
and she's been in it with him with other women. Like it's changed. Y'all been together for years, so you've seen women coming in and out too.
It had to be like, you. You gotta be the one that was like, you was probably sucking his dick too well. Did y'all ever have a threesome? Y'all three?
No.
So y'all never.
No, he wasn't in my three-way.
Okay, so.
Yeah, no.
Nobody ever. No.
Wait, so the boyfriend
and my girlfriend
never,
and my boyfriend would never.
So the boyfriend was never one of your sex partners?
Yes, but we didn't have
threesomes. Yes, but she's saying
his partner, his other partner was not.
She's basically saying the male couple, his couple never had an interaction with her and anybody
else.
And
I didn't find her attractive.
She was just the one that was basically going and being
shit. That's not
going
to happen.
I see.
I am not into bashing other women and calling no woman ugly. That is not even me.
I feel like we say that, but we understand that there's certain looks or certain aesthetics that appeal more to men.
Yes.
And you may have been more aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
And then just musically being creative with him.
Yeah.
And then
bonding factors also take that turn. Yeah. So you basically never got to have that threesome experience within that relationship.
And then even with my other partner, like, he was jealous of that. So it was like,
oh, he was jealous of you and your bitch when he had
so
another
like,
bitch?
The two jealous Pops, people deserved each other, you know?
Yeah. I'm so glad you left them where it was at.
Right.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
I told y'all today.
I'm just amazed.
Would your girlfriend ever go for another person in the relationship? No, she's just, you're mine. Yeah. I'm yours. That's fucking it.
10,000%.
Okay.
My poly boyfriend, he ended up wanting to be monogamous with me. So that also shaped my mind that I was dealing with a person who wasn't really poly.
Right.
Like, they didn't really.
I was
successful at it. But I was good with you with your girl.
That's why she was jealous. Because he really wanted you for real.
I could see that you having that bond as well as being more fluid, as well as being more open, and being more aesthetically pleasing. It was like, was it really a competition? He was trying to replace that bitch.
Right.
And you end up leaving before you could fully kick that bitch out.
He was.
Like, in all reality, though, that's a real different experience to get that, you know, gain that knowledge from. Like, I honestly thank you for staying strong through that because it couldn't have been me. Like, I'd have been like, oh, but you want your man.
Facts.
Bitch, you want your man.
And I'm an artist, so I have to be
understand
of, like, what I'm putting out. And I was super comfortable. Like, nobody could tell me nothing. Oh, he got a girlfriend. Yeah, and what's up? Like,
but, you know, I'm not a jealous type either, so I definitely understand where you're coming from, because even then, like we was at the club the other night, and I deadass seen it, but she was so fire. Like, she was just so fire. I swear to God, like, I like fluffy girls, I've noticed. I like,
nah, you told your eyes.
Listen, I have to explain to you, bro, because, babe, I'm lying. She wasn't fire. She was deadass mad thick. She had stomach, thighs, ass, and everything. And she just looked so beautiful. Like, she was just beautiful. Like, her face, her vibe, her essence. She smiled, and I got warm. I'm like, damn. So I said, babe.
So what do you do in that situation?
So I said, babe. Go get her grin. You know what I mean? Because I was looking a little crazy. Like, my frontal was pulled back. I was in the car looking like grandma. I had on a bonnet. It wasn't given what it was given to bag her. I didn't feel like, essentially, I was on the level to go ask her for her grin. I wasn't Kay Cremaine to entice her into a lesbian relationship right okay. there. You understand? So I felt like my boyfriend was the best bet to get her with me. So you feel me?
So you sent him out
there. So I'm like, I sent him, like, yo, babe, go get her grin, right? So first of all, if you think I think she was fine, every nigga down the block see her walking, you're turning back, hopping out the car. I'm like, damn. Now by the time babe gets to her, she's a fucking seventh nigga and she tired. She fucking tired. I'm like, damn, man. I swear to God, I'm gonna try to go back to the club to see if she frequents there because I want her.
That's my girlfriend.
I swear
though.
To God, like,
she be like, go
I
get the IG.
I really
like,
do.
All right, I'm gonna get the IG. I'm gonna get it.
Bro, yeah. I just it's circumstantially. She wasn't supposed to be ours that time. But let me tell you something. If I want something, I'm gonna find you. And I'm gonna get you. You feel me? Like, I like her. I think she was so fucking fire. Like, at the end of the day, listen, I gotta go, okay? I'm telling y'all fucking too much. I'm tired. Listen, at the end of the day, I need y'all to tell them where to find y'all. Okay, I'm talking my ladies first. Tell them where to find you.
Hey, Team Noel K. Y'all know y'all can find me on any social media platform at The Noel K. That's T-H-E-N-O-E-L-L-E-K-A-Y.
Okay, boom.
Yes, queen, yes, queen, yes, queen.
Yes. Okay, go ahead, my boss.
You can find me, Big Boss Nof, B-I-G-B-O-S-S-N-O-F-F. Streaming on everything, streaming, man. You know what I mean?
Okay, and last but not least, my friend Troy.
Chill Troy, yeah.
My little vanilla friend Troy.
Troy eating mad ass tonight, too. Before he say his name, he eating mad ass tonight.
Let me take a headphone. Turn it to a whole different shit. All right, y'all. We got the camera.
Philip Walker, the late night stalker.
Go ahead, Troy.
Troy Ray, man. T-R-O-Y-R-E-I-G-N _ Instagram. I don't really rock with a lot of different social medias. I'm trying to get better at that. But right now, holla at me on the gram, man. We just put a video out today. We just did a bunch of other shit. You go on the gram, you'll see it all.
Okay, my boys. Thanks for coming to you live and direct. Go check that out. Everybody up here is doing what they need to do for their person.
That's
They're shining
right.
their personal light into the world. And I thank you guys each for being individually you. Mm-hmm. The world needs what you have to offer. Thank you so much for coming out. And SNG, we out.
You know what I mean?